Okay. Well, this is the first meeting of our cabinet since a couple of significant events. Firstly, the terror attack on London Bridge and Barramundi on the 3rd of June. We've already held a minute's silence to remember the victims and those affected as a council, but I wanted to record into our minutes, please, our gratitude to our council staff and officers who played a key role in responding to that attack on the 3rd of June and in the days after. You know, these are traumatic events, and as ever, I'm hugely impressed by the professionalism of our council staff in their response. Secondly, we'll talk a bit more detail about the impact of Southwark, but obviously it's nearly a week now since the Grenfell Tower fire, and again we paid tribute to the victims of the fire yesterday at 11 o'clock when the nation gathered to pay its respects. Again, I want to record my thanks and respect for, again, our council officers who played a key part in responding to that. Deborah sitting next to me, who was over in Kensington last week, Jerry Scott, our housing director, Andy Snazon, I think, is running the emergency room in Westminster today. He's our head of emergency planning. And of course, Ellen McKelly, our chief executive, who has been playing a very key role in leading the London-wide response since London councils as a whole were called in by Kensington and Chelsea Council on Friday. And I know that, along with others, Eleanor has been working huge hours, very lengthy hours of the day. I know she was over there until 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, up again and over there 8 o'clock on Sunday. She's meeting, she met yesterday with people affected by the fire for 3 hours with the government minister, and this afternoon she would have been here, but she's had got three meetings with survivors of the fire. So she's playing an absolute key role in terms of local government's response. I won't make any comments about the adequacy of the local response, but it's clear that key officers from across London have been playing a key role, and Ella have been amongst them. So I do want to again record in the minutes our thanks and respect for our officers who have gone over to Kensington and Chelsea and played a key role in that absolutely terrible tragedy. Before we go into the main business on the agenda, I also want to pick up what the implications are of Grenfell Tower for Southwark. Obviously, it's foremost in our minds because of the Lakenau fire in 2009, and we've had a number of reports as a cabinet since 2010 in terms of what the council response has been in terms of fire risk assessments and safety works. I wonder, Jerry, are you here? Can you come forward and maybe Tony? And I know that you had an overview and scrutiny committee last night looking at this, but whether it would be helpful just to update the cabinet on where we are and what learning we're taking and what reassurance we can give.
Okay, thank you, leader. Firstly, we've reviewed all of our 174 tar blocks for cladding, as you would expect us to. None of our tar blocks have cladding. We've identified four lower-rise blocks that do have cladding, but we don't know whether that's an issue or not. We're fairly confident about three out of four of those, but we're testing them all as a precaution. Those samples have been sent off for testing today, and we're hoping to get the results back within 2 weeks. We've written to all of the residents living in those blocks to tell them exactly what we're doing and when we hope to get the results, but also explaining that it is a precautionary measure more than anything else. All London and national landlords have been asked to test, and DCLG have offered assistance for testing, but we're not waiting for DCLG to tell us how to test. We're getting on with it, and we've identified a tester, and that is happening as we speak. Registered providers, the housing associations, have also been asked to provide information on their tower blocks, and some of those housing associations have told us exactly what they're doing, and we've been sharing that information with cabinet member and other members of staff. We've also looked at other high-rise buildings in the borough that are not ours, such as Strata and Highwood, and we are reassured, because they have been built fairly recently, that the regulations are quite different with regards to high-rise buildings now, and so we don't think that those are cause for concern. We've responded to queries as fast as we're able to do so, and we've set up a dedicated inbox for fire safety queries to track and record responses. That's firesafetyconcerns@southwark.gov.uk. We've got about 84 specific queries, which we're working through as quickly as possible. We've provided information to residents and councillors. The latest note I think we got out was Friday night. We will update possibly about Thursday of this week with any further information. Our resident services officers are on the ground, have been vigilant, checking for dumped rubbish and fire hazards. We have reassured ourselves about all our new build properties, which are primarily compliant because they have a brick facade and we don't have any cladding on those, because that's in our design guidance. We've provided help and assistance to Kensington and Chelsea, as you've said, and we've got seven housing assessment officers over at Westminster currently helping to assess the housing needs of those that have been displaced by the fire. I'm really grateful to Ian Swift for getting those seven officers identified on Sunday afternoon and in on working on Monday morning. We had an urgent meeting last night with OSC, and we have a number of recommendations to pick up, which Councillor Cryan will be overseeing for us, and we're back at OSC in July to explain how we have delivered on those recommendations. We had a meeting, an urgent meeting this morning with the new borough commander for the fire brigade, Neil Chisholm, a really useful meeting, assurances from the London Fire Brigade that they will continue to work with us to review our fire safety strategy. Clearly the fire at Grenfell Tower means that we need to take stock and see whether there are changes that need to be made to our strategy. And he has offered to jointly host meetings with tenant and resident association chairs at Dockhead and Old Kent Road stations, so we'll be standing shoulder to shoulder with the fire brigade to offer reassurance to residents, and we're hoping to get those meetings set up within the next fortnight. He's also going to join with us in a joint community reassurance message, and we hope to put that in Southwark News on the website and other places so people can see what we're doing. We have a commitment to continuing our strategic fire meetings, which happen quarterly, but for the time being we're going to increase the regularity of those, because clearly there is a great deal to do to respond to the Grenfell Tower fire and what it means for us here in Southwark. And we will continue the routine community assurance meetings that the fire brigade do, which is effectively those fire engines that you see at blocks, those door knocking, the issuing of smoke alarms. But what we have said is forewarn us first, so that our residents know that these are routine rather than anything more dramatic that they need to be concerned about. And I think that's a whistle stop tour of what we've done so far.
Thank you very much indeed, Gerry, and thank you to you and all your team for the work that's been done. I know that you have been inundated with the department since last week. You mentioned two private blocks, then Strata and Highwood. Are there any other private blocks that we think we might need to make inquiries about?
We're not aware of any other high-rise that we're concerned about, but it's early days, and obviously our priority, because of our landlord's responsibility, is to look at our old stock. We've also been looking at schools, for example, as well, that have cladding, and my colleagues Steve Flats and Bruce Brocklin have been working with us on that.
Thanks, Jack. And just one final question.
I mean, obviously there's other landlords in the borough, such as the City of London, the Avondale Square, which has got high-rise blocks. The Dulwich Estate has high-rise blocks. I think, we need to check out with those organisations, that everything is up to date in relation to fire safety, because they are residents of the borough and they pay their council tax here. But I've got a couple of other points, but after yours.
Okay, so if you want to come back on that point. And then the other point, I know, I'm sure somebody will mention, is sprinklers, because that's formed a key part of the debate last Wednesday. I know that that was raised also last night, and Councillor Curran undertook that we will review our policy on sprinklers. I know Croydon have committed to installing sprinklers. Sprinklers are something we did look at very carefully when we took a cabinet decision 3 years ago. After the inquest, it wasn't something that we considered lightly or whatever, but we did consider it in some detail. I don't really just want to comment on that at the moment.
Clearly that was a subject of our discussion this morning with the Borough Commander. He isn't going to give us a steer as the Borough Commander for Southwark, nor should he. It has to be something that comes from the Fire Brigade nationally. Thus far, as you know, we have a compartmentalisation strategy and the installation of smoke and fire alarms. That strategy has proved effective, but as we said last night, you know, this means that we need to take pause and see whether there's something more that we should be doing. So I wouldn't want us to be knee-jerk in our response to change our strategy, but we need to review and think what more we need to do.
And can you comment at all on Ian's point about other landlords? I mean, I think there's a letter on my desk from Aaron Hugh today, this afternoon, about what their response is, but we heard from anyone else about what they're doing.
Yes, we've heard from Wandel and London and Quadrant both. DCLG have asked the same information of all housing associations. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, if they've asked that of private sector landlords, but it was something that was certainly raised as an issue at OSC last night, and we were asked about how we would you know, make that awareness known amongst private sector landlords and whether we had what responsibility we had for making sure that they were compliant to.
Thank you, Jerry. Ian, another.
Yeah, I mean, just on the sprinklers, we did introduce it for sheltered accommodation, so it's not as if we didn't take any action at the time, Chair. I mean, I do recall that we did contact the department in the wake of the inquest, and Eric Piddles wrote back basically saying that it was up to us as a landlord to introduce it, so much assistance we got from them at the time. But my further point, and because it was highlighted with this fire in Kensington, was really the governance arrangements over TMOs. And I think, you know, we have a number in this borough, as you're aware, Chair, and I think that, you know, the governance arrangements, we need to check and review on all TMOs to make sure that, you know, there's no concerns, because obviously the Kensington case has highlighted quite graphically concerns about governance. So I'd like residents in Southwark to be assured that no similar type of arrangements are going on with our TMOs.
It was a question that was raised at OSC last night. We're quite different here in Southwark in that we retain the responsibility for fire safety for all of our TMOs, including Leather Market J&B, who, although they carry out their own major works, we have the responsibility for their fire risk assessments. And if they carry out any major works, we have the responsibility for doing a new fire risk assessment once those are completed. So there's no arm's length arrangements for fire safety with any of our tenant management organisations. That responsibility stays with us and our fire safety team.
But I was alluding to broader governance concerns because there's been displayed in the newspapers about you know, the way that they divvy up their monies, etc., etc. So I think, you know, we need to review that as well.
Thank you, Chair. You mentioned when you met the new fire borough commander about 2 metres, one of the Dockhead and Ilk End Road. I was wondering whether we could ask them to have one down in Peckham, which obviously opposite Sow Gardens, and there's a number of high-rise blocks in Peckham in the south of the borough, and that would be more convenient for people to get to, so if we could raise that with them, I think that would be very helpful.
I think it was where they had, as Tony just said, the community facilities, enough space to be able to facilitate large groups of people, which is why those two locations were mentioned. So I'm not sure what the arrangements are there. We can check.
If we could check that, and if not, if we could work with them, if we could find somewhere in the south or centre of the borough, just so we've got good coverage and make it as easy as possible to get along to them, I think that would be very welcome. It's just a comment on build and regulations for new build, is that it's not a planning matter, it's a building regulation which will be set out nationally. We do provide a building control service as a council. We don't compete on price, we compete on quality, and the building control service we provide and is out there on the market is absolutely top notch in terms of the quality, and that'll be interesting what comes out of the Grenfell inquiry in terms of whether building regulations are tough enough, the inspection regime is tough enough.
Okay, and unless there are any other questions, I'm going to ask Councillor Ryan to comment.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you to all the officers, to Jerry, Tony, Dave, and the Vice and Comms team, who have been absolutely fantastic in responding to everything I've thrown at them in the last week. I think from my point of view, it was really, really important to get information out to residents as soon as possible and be proactive within that, setting up that email. And I have to say, the response we've had to that has been phenomenal, and everything I've asked, people have done for me. So thank you for that. I do think this is one of those things that we will be getting communication out as and when we can to residents. I think it was the right thing to do it the day of the fire. I think it's the right thing to do to send another one this week, and I think we do need to continue that correspondence with our residents as and when things come to light, because I'm sure, you know, over the coming days, weeks and months, more information will come out from Kensington, and we need to take that on board and learn from it. I feel that as a borough we've done as much as we can in the past around fire safety, but there's always more that we can learn. We can't be complacent about it, which is why everything's on the table. We need to review everything. We need to look at all solutions, but not be knee-jerk in that respect as well. So I expect this will be something that will be on the agenda for quite a while to come. Over the scrutiny, I've asked that we come back to their next meeting and present where we are on those recommendations. There are quite a lot of recommendations. They're very good recommendations, very sensible recommendations, and we will be acting on those and making sure that those are communicated and have that transparency around that as well. But as I said, it is one of those issues that as and when information comes out, we will share it with you.
Thanks very much indeed, Sam. I wonder whether the report that you prepare for OSC might come to our next cabinet meeting as well, so that we can be kept updated on this issue. Okay, well, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.